Users like to consume content in lots of different ways. So I'd encourage you to look at your website and think about ways that you can deliver that content in different ways, in varying ways. So, for example, could the piece of content that you're looking at, the core killer piece of content on your website, could it be reproduced as a podcast or as an ebook or as a PDF white paper? Could it be turned into an application that people can access and interact with in different ways? Could it be outputted as an RSS feed or as an email newsletter? There are lots of different ways to deliver content, some of which go way beyond your actual website. And we really need to be embracing these different ways as they become more and more demanded by users. Users like to consume content in different ways, on different devices and in different circumstances, and we need to take that all into account. So more and more, the content that I'm producing, I'm outputting in a variety of different ways, whether it be as an audio boo or as a podcast or as a blog post. But I'm also considering things like doing them as webinars, you know, where I actually present that information to people online, or doing it as an ebook that people can download and put on their iPad or, you know, whatever the latest device is. So exploring ways to get your content out is a really important part of the role. I think so often we have this kind of narrow view that really we're just thinking about the website the whole time. But the website isn't what matters. It's the content that matters. It's the message that matters. And we should always be looking for new ways to distribute that message.